Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. As Ephesians 4 and 15. We are to speak truth, to be honest, yes, to be just. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you for your word, thanking you, God, because we have come to realize that your word is true, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for just allowing us to learn more about you. Not just to learn it, oh God, but to be a doer of your word. Not just hearing it, not just sitting there taking notes, but to do, to apply it. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the teaching spirit, oh God, that is present. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. It's in your holy name, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we say thank you. We say thank you. Yes. I know that I had made the post about gratitude, how to be grateful. Yes, to be grateful for little things. This is what I had stated. Waking up each morning, able to clothe yourself, have the ability to walk. These are the things we should be grateful for. Yeah. But we also should be grateful for just having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should be grateful that we are able to understand the attributes that He has given us and then begin to clothe ourselves with those attributes and walk in victory. Walk in the victorious life that He has laid out so eloquently for us. It's laid out, y'all. The map has been placed at your feet. It's called the Word of God. So here we see that we're going to be talking about being honest. Honesty. And the Lord gave me that. Honesty. Yeah. Think about that. Looking at the beginning of dishonest, yes, it has a beginning, just like everything else. It started somewhere. And we, as believers in Christ, should want to know where on earth did disbelief come from. Yeah, because see, in order to have disbelief, not disbelief, to be dishonest, excuse me. To be dishonest, you have to know the opposite of dishonest is to be honest. To be honest. So we should desire to want to know where dishonesty comes from. If it's lurking anywhere in our family, if it's lurking anywhere in our atmosphere, we as believers in Christ, those who are seeking, those who are warring, those who are fighting the fight, when we talk about the good fight of faith, you should want to know. Red light goes up. Dishonesty is here. Who brings that to us? That's where you should be. Yeah. We can learn a lot. If we just take time and just open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our understanding to what the Word is saying to us, because the Word is constantly talking to us. It's talking to all of us. We have all come short of the glory of God. What does that mean? We have all sinned. And when we were in the sin, there was no Word going forth for us. if the word was going forth, it was just going right over us because we weren't interested. We weren't acknowledging it. We weren't grabbing hold to what the word of God was saying to us. Yeah. So if we open up our hearts and open up our mind, open up our understanding, we can walk in the destiny that God has put in place for each one of us, because each one of us have our own destiny. My destiny is not your destiny. Your destiny is not mine. It could be that we could wind up on the same street, but we are two individuals, or many individuals, let me say that. Yeah. That he will lead and he will guide us. He may lead you in a different direction than he lead me. He may lead you to get up there and be in the choir and minister there. He may lead me to minister to the toddlers. He may lead you to minister to the elders, to go into the nursing homes. There are many avenues that God has in place. We just have to open up our hearts and open up our minds so we can walk where he has ordained for us to go. So one of the main qualities that we as believers in Christ must have, the main one, is to be honest. To be honest. I can't work in a secretary office and I'm picking up envelopes and putting them in my purse, shoving them in my skirt, shoving them in my jacket sleeve. I can't do that. If I'm in Christ, I can't pick up the collections and say I'm bringing them to the back, but they never get back day. Huh? I think a while back I heard a pastor had said that the financial person had took the funds and put it inside a wall. You know, I mean, I was like, well, who would do that? But this is all in the body of Christ. I'm not talking about outside. I'm not talking about someone down the street. I'm talking about what goes on in the body of Christ. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to look far, because we have a lot of dishonesty right in the house. Dishonesty. We got Judas, the kiss of death, right in the house. Mm-hmm. We say one thing, and we don't mean that. Our hearts are so far from that. Yeah, we're not honest with each other. Yes, yes. So we want to just embrace this word, to be honest. It should be who you are. Mm-hmm. It should be you as a person. You're honest. You're forthgoing. You're straight. You just, huh? You're not wishy-washy. That's what we used to call it, wishy-washy people. Double-mindedness. You're not, that's not you. No. Hmm? Honest, truthful, sincere, candid, frank, open, forthright, straightforward, and just. Yes. I can remember meeting some people who worked with my grandfather my grandfather worked on their land. Let me get this right. My grandfather worked on their land as a sharecropper. And one of the persons told me, and I was just taken back when I heard this, that they said to me that their dad told them when they were little, that whatever Mr. Will said, do, you do what he say. Now, for someone to tell their children to listen to, and let me just be a little clear with this, for a Caucasian man to tell his Caucasian kids to listen to a black man, and whatever he said, do, you do, that don't happen all the time. No, ma'am. No, sir. Huh? But you have to be just. You have to have a word. And that was one thing I come to understand and believe. My grandfather had a word. If he said he was coming, you could look for him because he's coming down the road. Yeah. So we got to be straight. We got to be straight forward. We got to have a word. We got to speak truth. We can't be wishy-washy. Mm-mm. We can't be wishy-washy. Now, just the opposite of honest is dishonest. And now we know we say dishonest, and we, you know, that's sugarcoated and all that little good stuff, but liar. That's it. Liar. One who is not truthful. Let's go quickly to Acts chapter 5 and verse 2. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 2, we see this story taking place where Ananias and Sapphira, they had sold a piece of property. Mm-hmm. Think about it. They had money. So they had sold some property. And that's a good thing because God wants us. He wants us all to have. He wants us all. When you hear about the riches, huh, and how he wants us to enjoy ourselves and how he wants us to prosper, we've heard those scriptures, and they're true. But there is certain things that we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Right here. It says that they sold a piece of the property. Mm-hmm. And it says here, with his wife's knowledge, he decided that he wanted to keep some of the proceeds. So he wanted to keep some. Now, when it said keep some, this tells me that they knew about giving. And they knew about the first, because this is how they used to acknowledge it, as the first fruit, meaning right on top. This is where it goes to the temple. Or it goes to the leaders. Or it goes to the priests. But mainly, they knew they were supposed to give. And it says here that the other portion, He went to lay the other portion at the feet of the apostle. That's where he went. Mm-hmm. So here we see the apostle asks him, he asks him a question. Why? He wanted to know what he had done. Instead of immediately saying, you know, what's so special about this story is here, Ananias and Sapphira weren't familiar with the Holy Spirit. They weren't familiar. And if anyone who is a believer in Christ has had the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you know that the Holy Spirit knows all things. He knows everything. There's nothing that you can do that he won't know. Nothing that you can hide, not from the Holy Spirit. So here we see they didn't tell the truth. They lied. Mm-hmm. So it says Peter asked Ananias, who had lied. So one had lied and the other one wasn't present. So when the first one lied to the Holy Spirit, he was killed. He died immediately. He just dropped dead, just like that. So the other one, the other spouse, who was totally unaware what had taken place, came in, and the Holy Spirit had Peter ask the same question. And he lied too. She lied too. What's wrong with telling the truth? Well, you see, the reason why they didn't want to tell the truth is because they knew better. They knew that the first fruit of the tenth, yeah, they knew it, that it was supposed to be given, that they wasn't supposed to be coming and giving a little, what they call them, a little chunk change or just a little penny pad, a little couple of dollars. That wasn't how it goes. You give your tenth, you give your first fruit. Because this is how God, the believer, no, this is how God blesses you. Yeah. Being led by the Holy Spirit. not having the desire to lie, but to having the gumption to be truthful, to be honest, to be just. Listen to that. They died. All because of what? Greed? Wanting to have what really wasn't there, because that, the first fruit, that belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anybody knows what I'm saying? You know this. Yeah. So just tell the truth and shame the devil. The devil will be shamed because he will see that, oh, I can't get him that way. I can't get him to tell a lie. So I'm going to have to come another way. Yeah, you got to come another way. So listen to this. Proverbs 26 and 28 says, a lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth causes ruin. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and flattering mouth works ruins. You know, my mother would tell you, you know, sometimes it's good for you just to be quiet. Sometimes you don't have to say nothing. Sometimes we need to just be quiet. Because when we open up our mouths and say stuff, we're driving whatever it is with the nail into the wood deeper than it should even go. Flattering. A lot of times flattering people is not good. A lot of people don't know how to accept that. A compliment. If they take it into the a level of flattering and feeling up, the feeling more than others. So here we see that it tells us that a lying tongue, and sometimes people, when they do that, they're not being truthful. They're lying to you. And then they sit back and watch you act over the lie. When they're telling you, oh, you did such a wonderful job. Oh, that was so excellent. Oh, and up. No. I have come to understand and realize that when someone acknowledges whatever it is that I have done, it is not me, but it's the Lord our God through me that's operating. And when they say those things to me, I point my finger to him who sits high and looks low. Hello. Yeah. Because it's not about me. So flattery will get you nowhere with me, because it's all about him. He's the one who gifted, whatever gift it is, it's all about him. He's the one. You want to flatter someone? Flatter him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Boast to him. Yeah. The question tonight is, if we're having a bad day and someone approaches us on that day, think about this. What are we to say? Lie? And say, we're great. Two, tell the truth about what's going on. Think about that before you open your mouth. Three, try to avoid the discussion. Now think about that. If you're having a bad day, you got three things I'm asking you. Are you going to lie and say you're having a great day? Because, you know, a lot of times that's what people do. They do that a lot. And when they do that, Satan is happy. Why? Because you are lying. He got you in a place where you got to come out lying. Instead of saying, I'm having issues, or I'm going through something right now, but I'm trusting God. Yeah. We got to get real. We got to realize that we're in a war. And every time we open up our mouth, the enemy is trying to set us up. Trying to set us up. If he didn't say that, tell the truth about whatever it is. Or you just try to avoid the discussion. You say, well, look, I got a lot going on, but I'm praising God. You just move on into something else. But you learn how to be truthful about whatever it is. Again, this is a setup that Satan has been using for years. He's been using for years. So look at this in Genesis 31 and 35. We're going to go move quickly. 31, 35 says, verse 35, Rachel said to her father, "Don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence, that I am on my cycle." Now, this is what Rachel is saying. Rachel is talking to her father. Her father is Laman. I'm going to just break it down to you real quick. Her father is Laman. Rachel is Laman's daughter. Jacob is the son of Isaac and Rebekah. And Laman is the brother of Rebekah. Who Rebekah is married to Isaac. Now, I know you're saying, "Ooh, what is all of that?" Yes. This is a whole little nest of how it used to be. Family members marrying family members. Family members having kids. Family members keeping everything in one household, in one family, not going outside in relationships. But the focus of this whole thing with this family is this. Rachel said to her father, "Don't be angry," because she wasn't going to stand up. And the reason why she wasn't standing up was this. Let me go quickly with this. Rachel's father, who was Laman, was looking for a statue. In those days, they had statues that were actually gods, and there was statues of stone, and people cherished those statues. It was like if they have the statue in the house, that is, this statue is going to protect us. It's going to be keeping us from harm or whatever. Well, this is how he felt. Yeah. When Jacob left quickly, running with Rachel, Laman felt that he had stole statue. Think about it. A thief is not going to walk away. A thief is going to run. He's going to be moving quickly, quickly, quickly. So this is the motion that Jacob had taken. So this is financially, this is what Laman thought. But he was wrong, because long and behold, the reason why Rachel didn't want to get up, she had the statue. She was sitting on it. And the thing is, this is his daughter. And this is when you look at this is a daughter lying to the parents. And she's of age. Yeah, she's of age to be accountable for what she's saying and what she's doing. But the lesson doesn't explain to us why did she feel it was necessary to do that. That she wanted a statue for herself, or that she just wanted to break her father's heart. The lesson doesn't go into that. The purpose of the lesson is to explain to us how she is not being truthful. She is being dishonest. She is not telling the truth. This is the big lie right here. She's sitting on the statue. Isn't it something? Dishonesty is present. Dishonesty. There was no trustworthiness really in this family. If you study Isaac, and you know, Isaac was the promise. It was just, you know, he was so looked upon, highly looked upon as the promised child to Sarah and Abraham. You know, he was the one. But look at what he produced. And then when I was studying this, I was saying to myself, and Abraham had sent his servants out to go into the, I don't know, the countryside or whatever country it was, to find a woman of certain qualities. That's what they wanted, a certain quality. But nobody ever think about a woman who knows God. No, a woman who knows Jesus. That's what you need to be looking for. Think about it, because the woman that Isaac married, her brother was Laman, and Laman was just as worse of a trickster as his nephew. So, you know, when I read this, I say it's just full of tricksters, no one being honest, no one being truthful. There's no just in here. But the key thing to it, let me just back up a minute. The key thing to it is God is going to come through and put a hand on Jacob. Glory be to God. Yeah, he's going to put a hand on him. Uh-huh. He's going to straighten him up. He's crooked right now. Huh? He's a trickster. Yeah. But God, you can say that to yourself. But God, you may have somebody in your family that's a trickster, dishonest, looking dead in your face, lying to you straight in your eyes. A trickster, someone that's dishonest, someone that's not just. But all thanks be to God if he put his hand on him, if he touch him. This is what happened to Jacob. Yeah. This is what happened to Jacob, who was the trickster. How he wrestled. Genesis 34 talks about how he wrestled with the angel. Yeah, the angel of the Lord appeared. Sometimes it's time for a change. You've been lying all your life. You've been picking up on things that don't belong to you. You've been laughing and stealing and doing all kind of underhanded things. But God is saying today, a change is going to come. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't continue on that road. Mm-mm. You can't continue. So here we see in that Genesis, that was a generational curse. That was a curse, generational. That was really from the mother's side. Yeah. And it went on into the children. And we see that Jacob and Laban, they were just, oh, the way that he did with him, with his, that was his cousin that he was marrying. But like I said, in those days, that was appropriate for you to do so. But the key thing to the lesson is lying gets you nowhere. Dishonesty gets you nowhere. Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. That we who are in Christ should learn to stop the curse and to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop the curse. So Jacob will make a 360-degree turn. He's going to make a turn. Mm-hmm. He's going to change. Mm-hmm. He's going to wrestle with the angel of the Lord, and a change is going to come. So to any of you parents who are thinking about their kids and you just always tore up and always concerned about them, they're not listening, not doing this, the Lord is looking, and he hear you, and he knows your heart. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to be honest, for teaching us how to be just, for teaching us how to have righteousness. We thank you, and we give you all praise. We give you all honor in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday evenings. And we know that you too could be just. You too could be honest. Walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. You can do this because we live and we breathe and we move in him. Yeah. Talking to the believers in Christ. We are the light shining in a dark world. Men, girls, and boys will see him in you. He will see him in you. And they will learn to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we desire to be disciples. Let us be disciples. Bring those to Christ. Amen. Amen.